Ellis Hunt Jr., of course, Lake Wales Citrus Grower and Citrus Commission Chairman, your reaction to the 4% reduction in Florida citrus acreage?
Well, I think it just continues to show at the present time the effects of HLB citrus greening and the decline in the trees that are dropping out versus new groves being planted. I look forward to the day that the new groves going in the ground will offset the declining numbers. Also discouraging is the 130,000 abandoned grove acres, and specifically up in the ridge area where you have so many small groves. Most good growers have one or two bad neighbors next to them, which makes it extremely difficult to maintain a good psyllid program with the bad neighbors that you have. So I would love to see the day when those abandoned acres are greatly reduced, as well as new plantings to offset what's going out with HLB.
Did this 4% drop surprise you, or is it about what you would have might have expected?
You know, everything's kind of up in the air right now. It's hard to get an accurate guess, so I would say it's probably in the ballpark. You know, these are such uncertain times, it's hard to know for sure what you're going to see. And maybe their crop forecast will come out and be higher than Elizabeth Steger's, we can hope.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.